What's the opinion, or what's the is anybody allowed or exempt from performing the tawaf al-wada? Is there anybody at all?
First of all, we have to know that whether tawaf al-wada is mandatory or not. Tawaf al-wada is a wajib. Okay? But in some cases, this wajib, when we say wajib, means it's mandatory. That means everybody who comes for hajj, and according to the right opinion, also for umrah, that applies in both cases, in hajj and in umrah, must perform tawaf al-wada. But what if a person cannot do it? Such as women during their menses. A woman who have done tawaf al-ifada already upon returning back from Arafah. Then her menses started. This woman is exempted from doing tawaf al-wada. And when I say exempted, I mean that she will not be penalized. She does not have to make up this tawaf by giving any penalty or ransom or charity at all. She will just leave smoothly without having to do anything instead of tawaf al-wada. A tawaf is salah which requires tahara, requires wudu. You can never pray without wudu. And when a woman is having the menses, she abstains from praying, from entering the masjid, and so on. Similarly, she would abstain from performing tawaf. So in this case, if she had done tawaf al-ifada, that should be sufficient. And this is the same case which took place with Safiyyah, the mother of the believers, when the Prophet ﷺ learned that she had the menses. He said that, is she going to hold us here? When he knew that she had performed tawaf al-ifada, he said, then let's go. What would really hold her back, or could have held her back, is tawaf al-ifada, because this is a pillar. I mean, hajj without one of its pillars is no hajj. It's not redeemable. You can never make it up. You cannot assign any person to do it on your behalf. So as-salah, al-tawaf, you cannot appoint no one to do it on your behalf. But a woman during her menses, if she's done tawaf al-ifada, now she may leave without a need to perform tawaf al-wada, and without a need for any penalty, a ransom, or a sacrifice. The second condition, where a person, whether a man or a woman, will be exempted from tawaf al-wada, and they may leave without performing tawaf al-wada, if they postpone tawaf al-ifada. If they postpone tawaf al-ifada to be the last activity, even if they followed by the sa'i. So the person makes tawaf right now, and the bus is waiting, or the cab is waiting, and he does the sa'i, and he goes to his hotel, to his room, and collects his luggages, and he leaves. Such person does not have to do another tawaf al-wada. That will be understood when a person knows what is the meaning of tawaf al-wada. Wada means a farewell. The Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith that a person who's coming to perform either Hajj or Umrah should make his last activity, last commitment, is to do tawaf. So if the person is coming to perform Umrah or Hajj, must do tawaf. Let's say that a person came to perform Umrah, and briefly he performed tawaf and sa'i, and he shortened or trimmed his hair. And now he's ready to leave. Does he owe another tawaf al-wada? No. Because actually, it's all connected, and he's leaving right away.
Exactly. So what about a person, for example, who makes hajj, does his tawaf al-wada, he has to leave now, for example. Is he allowed to return back to Mecca? Is there any time period at all for him?
If the person left the sanctuary of Mecca and did not do tawaf al-wada, and he's not coming back, that would be penalized by slaughtering a sheep.
Okay.
And in this case, he does not have to go back to do it himself. He can actually appoint. So the issue of giving the fidya can be by appointing others to do it on their behalf.